The Sikha for Parshas Balak is in Chelek Yud Ches, Volume 18 of Likutei Sichos. It's the second Sikha. In the end of Hilchos Melachim, where it talks about Melech HaMashiach, the Rambam says, V'chol mi she'ene maimen bei, emi she'ene machake lebiyosei, anyone who does not believe in Mashiach, or is not anticipating his arrival, lei b'shar neviyim, Bilvad who kefir. It's not only the later prophets that he is denying, Ella the Teira or Meshe Rabbeinu, but he denies also the Teira and Meshe Rabbeinu. Shari Teira Heida Olav, because the Teira testifies concerning Mashiach, as it says, Veshav Hashem Elokecha Eshevuscha, and God will return your captives from the Golos. After that, the Rambam goes on and says, Ah, the Parsha of Bilam Nemar. Also in the Parsha of Bilam, in our Parsha, it says about Mashiach, Visham Nibo Bishnei Mashichim. And there, Bilam prophesizes about two Mashiachs. Mashiach Harishen, the first Mashiach, Shehu David, which is David HaMelech, Shaheshi Es Yisrael Miyad Chadeyim, who helped the Jews and saved the Jews from their enemies, Uba Mashiach HaAchrein. And he also prophesies about the final Mashiach, Sha'emed Mibanov, who is a descendant of David, Sha'meshia Es Yisrael Be'achreina, who will help the Jews, save the Jews in the end. V'sham Hu'emed, and there in that prophecy he says, Arenu V'le'ata Ze David. Bilam says, I see him but not now. That's a reference to David. Asherenu V'le'korev, I spot him but he's not close. That refers to Melech HaMashiach. Dorach Kechav Miyakev, a star will come forth from Yaakov, that's referring to David. Vekom Shevet Miyisrael, and there will arise a leader, a judge from the Jews, that's referring to Melech HaMashiach. Omochat Pasei Meyav, Ze David. And he will wipe out Meyav, is a reference to David. Vechein Hu Emer, and it also is written, Vayachas Meyav, Vayamodadim Bechevel, that he will wipe out Meyav and measure them with a rope, or encircle them with a rope, and that's referring to Mashiach. So we see that everything that David, in the ways that David helped the people in the beginning, Mashiach, his descendant, will help the people in the end. But since the Rambam is writing halachas and not stories, we have to understand why all this lengthy quoting of Psukim and the discussion of two Mashiachs. Why should in the laws of Mashiach, why should there be a mention of two Mashiachs? And why do we need all these proofs from the Torah concerning Mashiach HaRishon and Mashiach HaAchir? And if, in fact, we're going to talk about two Mashiachs, the early Mashiach and the final Mashiach, wouldn't it be more appropriate to talk about the first Mashiach as Moshe Rabbeinu, who took the Jews out of Golis the first time, and then Melech HaMashiach, who will take the Jews out of Golis in the final time? But David didn't take Jews out of Golis. So why is he mentioned as the first Mashiach? And the other thing is, the Rambam describes Mashiach as a Navi almost as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. But David is not described as a Navi. And it doesn't apply to David. So again, Moshe Rabbeinu would be a more appropriate example of an early Mashiach, more similar to the final Mashiach, to Melech HaMashiach. So the Rebbe explains like this. The point that the Rambam is making is that the halacha concerning Mashiach, the mitzvah of believing in Mashiach, has many details. So the Rambam is not trying to prove by these verses that Mashiach will in fact come. That says in Torah, and it doesn't need any further proofs. What the Rambam is trying to prove is what are the details that al pi halacha we're supposed to believe and expect with the coming of Mashiach. So concerning this, the Rambam starts off by saying that Mashiach is a descendant of David HaMelech, who will come to bring back the original glory of David and bring all the mitzvahs, performance of mitzvahs, back to the way they were in the beginning. In other words, the function of Mashiach, and therefore the proof that he is Mashiach, is when he fulfills these requirements, that he concludes what David HaMelech began, he reestablishes the house of David, and he makes it possible to fulfill all mitzvahs properly as they were meant to be. And that's why the Rambam says that it should not enter your mind that Mashiach, Melech HaMashiach, has to perform miracles and change things in the world, but rather that the Torah and everything in the Torah is forever, and you don't need to add to it or detract from it. So what the Rambam is telling us is that the whole function of Melech HaMashiach is that he brings back the mitzvahs and the Torah to its perfect and complete fulfillment and performance. And that's why he says that the main thing is that the Torah HaZeis is forever. The Torah is forever. That's the function, or that's the accomplishment, that is the role of Mashiach, to make the mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs, permanent in the world, even those mitzvahs that in the time of Golus we are not able to fulfill them. And so what does it say about Mashiach himself? That he is Hege B'Teire K'David Aviv Teire Shebal Peh, Teire Shebiksav and Teire Shebal Peh. That he is a devout student of Teire. Then he brings all Jews to study Teire and to fulfill all the mitzvahs in which they had become weak. And then Yulcham Uchemes Hashem, he fights God's battles, which means that he frees the Jews of interference from other nations, so that we are free to fulfill the mitzvahs. So we see from all of this that the Rambam's main objective is to describe what Mashiach has to accomplish and what Mashiach's role is in Torah and mitzvahs. And not that Mashiach will bring something new, something that wasn't before, but rather Mashiach will bring the truth of Torah and the truth of all mitzvahs to their completion in actual performance. So it is in this vein that the Rambam brings the proofs and the text that he quotes. How do we know that Mashiach will bring the completeness of Torah and mitzvahs? L'hachzir malchus David l'yeshna v'chezim kol ha-mishpatim. How do we know that he will bring back the original glory of David's throne, and all the laws, all the mitzvahs, will be performed again? Shehari ha-teira he'ida olav. So this, the Rambam says, the Teira testifies to this. That, and then in the proofs, there are two parts. One is the pasuk where it says Shenemar v'shava shemar kecha v'kabetcha, where God will return us, gather us in from the exile. From this we know that there will be an ingathering of the dispersed Jews, and that is the requirement. Before we're able to fulfill all the mitzvahs properly, Jews have to be living in Israel, because then all the mitzvahs are functional. In order for there to be Malchus David and Kol HaMishpatim, in order for the glory of David to be replaced, you have to have all Jews back in Israel, and in order to do all the mitzvahs, you have to have Jews back. So the first thing is that God will gather in the exiles. Then the Rambam goes on to say, Ah, the Parshas Bilam, also in the Parsha of Bilam it says that there was a prophecy concerning two Mashiachs, Mashiach HaRishon Shehu David, Sheishiyas Yisrael Miyad Tzareihem, who helped the Jews from their enemies, and then Mashiach HaAchrein, who will also help the Jews from their Golus. And from this we know that this will be through Mashiach, and that this is the function of Mashiach, l'hachzir malchus David l'yeshna v'lemshalo harishayna, his function and his job is to bring back the original glory of David, because he is Mashiach Achrein, he is the final Mashiach in connection to the first Mashiach. Then Rambam goes on to say, and there, in the prophecy of Bilam, he also says all of the details concerning Mashiach Harishon, which is David, and how they will be completed by Mashiach HaAchrim, which is Melech HaMashiach. Beginning at the first stages of the coming of Mashiach and the establishment of Mashiach's kingdom, until the final completion of his kingdom, Machatz Pasei Meyov, which is similar to which is what David did when he established his kingdom firmly, which is similar to what Mashiach will do when he will become established, the Kikar Kol B'nei Sheis. V'haya Edom Yireisha Zeh David, V'haya Yireisha Seir Evav Zeh Melech HaMashiach. So what David accomplished in his early stages, Mashiach will accomplish in his early stages, and that which was the conclusion and the permanent establishment of David will also be the permanent establishment of Melech HaMashiach. So Mashiach brings us to the completeness of Torah when we get rid of the yoke of nations, and on the contrary, Mashiach becomes the leader of the nations, and then we are able to study Torah and mitzvahs as they are meant to be. We will be free to devote ourselves to the Chochmah of Torah, as the Rambam says, V'lo yiyeh lehem negish u'mevatel, there will be no interruptions in from the study of Torah. Now the Rambam introduces this whole thing by saying, anyone who does not believe or does not anticipate his coming, not only other prophets, but even in Moshe and in the Torah, he denies. Because the Torah testifies concerning Mashiach. The Rebbe points out that the emunah in the coming of Mashiach is actually not a mitzvah, not counted among the 613 mitzvahs. And that's why the Rambam here doesn't say everyone must believe in the coming of Mashiach. Instead, he puts it in the negative, anyone who does not believe is denying the Torah. And this is all various ways in which the Rambam is emphasizing how Mashiach is not a separate and new event, a change in the world or in the Torah, but is in fact the completion of Torah. And therefore, the belief in Mashiach is a general mitzvah. It is the belief in the perfection of Torah, in the perfect completeness of Torah, which must eventually come. And so it is not counted as one of the 613 mitzvahs, and therefore is not stated as an obligation to believe in Mashiach, but rather as a denial of Torah if you don't believe in Mashiach. So the Rebbe points out, why is it so important in the laws of Mashiach to say that not only other prophets does he deny, but he denies Moshe Rabbeinu and the Torah itself? What a person denies, whether he is kafir, whether he's an apikadis, and to what degree he's an apikadis, doesn't really fit in the laws of Mashiach. It fits more in the laws of tshuva, where the Rambam describes the various levels of apikorsis. No, what the Rambam is trying to do, the Rebbe says, the Rambam is emphasizing what the function of Melech HaMashiach is, and that is that he brings the Torah and the mitzvahs to its completeness. And the Rebbe's expression, Shleimus HaTorah, Shleimus HaOretz, and Shleimus Bnei Yisrael, Shleimus HaOm. So in this, in the completeness of Torah and mitzvahs, v'hachzir malchus David liyeshna v'chezim kol ha-mishpatim, this is not something that was revealed through the prophets, in the later prophets, but it was in fact in the Torah and in Moshe Rabbeinu's words. The Torah itself guarantees us, assures us, that there will be a completeness to the Torah, that the Torah will prevail, and in the end, Torah will be everything, will be everywhere. And that's why the Rambam concludes that these matters are explicitly stated in Torah, and they include all the things that were said later, all the details that were added later through the prophets. That all the things that the prophets told us about Mashiach are themselves a statement of Torah and part of the completeness of Torah. Then the Rambam brings that there is also a commandment concerning Ori Miklot. And this the Rambam places in a separate halacha, as a separate paragraph. Because here, the Rambam is bringing not just another proof that the Torah mentions Mashiach or predicts the coming of Mashiach, that there will be a time when the Torah will be complete and the mitzvahs will be complete, but that in fact in the Ori Miklot we find that there will be a mitzvah that until now could not have been, has not been fulfilled, and only with the coming of Mashiach will that mitzvah also be fulfilled, and only then will the Torah come to its true completeness. So according to this, we'll understand what the Rambam says, that it should not enter your mind that Mashiach has to do miracles or change something in the world or resurrect the dead or anything of the sort. It is not that way, the Rambam says. And by saying this, the Rambam precludes two things. Number one, that it is not Mashiach's function to perform miracles and change the world or nature. And therefore, it is also not a test or an indication of who is the true Mashiach. And then he concludes and says, the main thing is that this Torah and its commandments and its Mishpatim are forever and ever. Since the function of Mashiach is the completeness of Torah and Mitzvahs, if it should enter your mind that Mashiach has to do miracles and change something in the world, bring some change in the world, then it is a contradiction to the fact that this Torah and its commandments are forever. Because you're saying that something has to change in order for the Torah to be. And since it is the function of Mashiach to complete the Torah and not to perform miracles, it is also understood that by performing miracles, it does not prove that this is Mashiach. Just as by a Navi, the test of the Navi is that his prophecy, his ability to predict the future is accurate. A true Navi will predict what's going to happen in the world, and his words will come true, and then you will know that he is a true prophet. Because the function of a prophet is predicting the future, to prophesize. And so it is with Mashiach, that although Mashiach is a great Navi, greater than the other Naviim, prophets, almost as great as Moshe in prophecy, yet his function is not that of a prophet. His function is that of a Melech, Melech HaMashiach. And therefore, the proof, the validation of Mashiach is that he fulfills himself, the Torah, completely, and that's why it says when there will arise a king, Hege b'teda v'esek b'mitzvahs, and then Yaakov kol Yisrael, he brings others that they should also keep mitzvahs to their fullest, and then he fights God's battles so that everyone is able to fulfill mitzvahs to their fullest. That is an indication that he is becheskas Mashiach. Then we assume that he is Mashiach. And once that is accomplished, now Torah has reached its completeness, now the mitzvahs are being fulfilled and practiced in their completeness, now he is Mashiach for certain. Could also say that the proofs that the Rambam brings is not only for the general coming of Mashiach and a comparison to David, but it actually gets down to the details of what Mashiach is supposed to accomplish. And that's why the Rambam brings the proofs from Parshas Bilam, which talks about two Mashiachs, because in these details we see how Mashiach develops and what he's supposed to accomplish. Generally, it gets divided into three categories. Statements about David and Mashiach themselves, then their effect on the Jewish people, and number three, their effect on the other nations, their kingdom, affecting other nations and the world in general. Firstly, Yamid Melech mi Beis David, Hege Beteire Ve'esek Be'mitzrus, Ke David Aviv, Kefiteire Shebeksav Vishabalpeh. The first statement that Rambam makes about Mashiach is that Mashiach will be a king from the house of David, who will study Torah in all of its parts. And this is expressed in the Torah. Arenu, I see him, referring to David, but not now. Ashurenu, I see him, but not close. That's Mashiach. So here we're referring to the people themselves, David and Mashiach, that there is a David and there is a Mashiach, and that refers to what David and Mashiach are themselves, and they are Hege B'Teva K'David Aviv, that Mashiach studies Teva like David did. Then number two, the second function of Mashiach, the Yaakov Kol Yisrael Leilach Bo L'Chazek Bitko, that Mashiach will bring all Jews to go in the ways of Teva and to fulfill mitzvahs that were lacking, and that is the effect that they have on the Jewish people. Concerning this, he goes on to quote, Dorach Kechov mi Yaakov, a star will come forth from Yaakov, that's referring to David, and there will arise a leader, a ruler, from Yisrael, that's Mashiach. So we see that they're having an effect on the Jewish people, because they're talking about Yaakov and Yisrael. This also shows the greatness of Mashiach and his advantage over David, the final Mashiach over the first Mashiach. Because concerning David it says, Kechov, he will be a star. A star is very far from the people, far physically and also far spiritually, much greater and distant from the people. And therefore he refers to them as Yaakov, which is the lower level. Jews in their descent, in their lower level. But concerning Mashiach, it says that the Kam Shevet, a ruler that gets involved with the people, and this is Mashiach, when Mashiach is revealed, and he will, Yaakov Kol Yisrael, he refers to Jews with their complementary title, the Kam Shevet Mi Yisrael, the Jews in their higher level, at their best. Then number three, what is the third thing that Mashiach does? The Yilcham L'Chemes Hashem, he fights God's battle, and if he does this and conquers the nations around and about, that's the job of Mashiach. And concerning this, there is the proof text, U'machat Pasi Meyav Zed David. He destroys the nation of Moab. That's David. V'chein hu eimer v'yachas Moab v'modem b'chevel v'kirka kol b'nei sheis v'yamelech ha-Mashiach sh'nem ha-boi m'sholi miyom ad yom. And concerning Mashiach it says that he will overcome the people of Moab, and he will destroy all the b'nei sheis, and he will rule from sea to sea. And here also we see a similarity between David and Mashiach, but also the advantage and the greatness of Mashiach over David. Because by David it says, Mochatz, Pasei Mayov, and by Mashiach it says, Vekirkar Kol B'nei Sheis, which is a much greater control, a much greater victory over a much greater amount of people. By David it's only Mayov, and by Mashiach it's Kol B'nei Sheis, which is really all human beings, all the nations of the world. And then the fourth thing is, V'isaken es ha'ilam kulei lavid es Hashem b'yachad. Then Mashiach will fix the whole world, and everybody will serve God together, as it says, Oz epich alamim sofa b'ruda, likre kulam b'shem Hashem. Then I will give all nations a clear language, that they can all call to God in the name of God, u'avdi shchem echad, and they will serve God with a common effort. So it says concerning this, the proof text is V'hoye Edom Yedesha Zed David Shenemar Vati Edom L'David La'avodim. This is when David has captured the people and they become his servants, they serve him and help him. V'hoye Yedesha Seir Eivav Zeh HaMelech HaMashiach Shenemar V'olam Eshiim B'Hatziyim. Here also we see Here also we see the advantage of Mashiach over David, because by David it says that he will rule over Edom, and that they will be his servants. But by Mashiach, and it says that he will rule over the Mashiach Bahatziah and Mishpat is Had Esav, that he will rule over the whole area, over the whole region, and that the kingdom of the world will be God's kingdom. Now, concerning the fixing of the world, what the Rambam says, which is a greater accomplishment than Yilcha Milchemes Hashem. The Yilcha Milchemes Hashem, even when he wins the battles, is not yet a complete victory. But V'yisakenes Olam Kulei Lavid Es Hashem Biyachad, but fixing the world so that they all serve God together, that is the final victory. And that means that the nations that were originally enemies, they themselves will recognize the kingdom of Melech HaMashiach, as is hinted at in the pasuk itself, in the end of the halacha, which the censors had taken out of the text of the Rambam, where the Rambam writes, "Ukeshiyam made Hamelach Hamashiach beemes," and when Melech Hamashiach will be established in truth, "V'yatzliach v'yorim v'yanase," and he will succeed and be uplifted and victorious, "in miyad heim kulon chizrim," they will immediately return to the truth of Torah, "v'yedim shesheken nochalu aviseihem," and they will recognize that their ancestors gave them a false inheritance, "v'shenevi'eihem v'aviseihem hitum," and that their prophets and parents had misguided them. And then immediately they will turn to "likre kulam b'shem Hashem u'l'avdishchem echad." They will all call to God and serve together in a common effort. And through the emuna, shleima in Bias HaMashiach, as it is al piteira, and the expectation of his arrival, achakele b'chol yem sheyave, which includes also the mitzvah of learning Hilchas Mashiach, a form of anticipation. This itself will hasten the coming of Mashiach, ba'efon achishena ubekarev mamash.